540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, trying to get ahead of another possible bank failure following the two last week. Some of the nation's biggest banks are now joining together.
11 financial institutions are taking part, including such big names as J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. Each of them will add $5 billion in uninsured deposits. Banking consultant Bert Ely.
I think to some extent it's psychological in the sense of saying, you know, here's the banking industry. They're under stress and they're sticking together and helping each other out.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Pentagon's released video of that drone forced down in the Black Sea after encounters with Russian jets. It's also considering cutting back on drone missions in that war region.
The U.S. has already flown one drone mission over the area to monitor Russian efforts to recover the wreckage, and officials insist they will fly more. But at the same time, the Pentagon has asked the European command to examine the escalation risks versus the intelligence benefits of future flights.
Correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon. Lawyers for the family of Irvo Otieno, the black man who died in police custody in Virginia, say video of that incident shows seven sheriff's deputies brutally pushing down every part of his body. More from Jeff Pegues.
Dinwiddie Commonwealth's attorney Ian Baskerville says Otieno was pulled down to the ground with several people on top of him, with no one assisting, no one blocking the others from having their hands on the victim, who then died of asphyxiation by smothering.
On our health watch, the Centers for Disease Control says the nation's maternal death rate rose again in 2021. Dr. Veronica Gillespie-Bell at Ochsner Kenner Health Center, that's in Louisiana, says improved public awareness about hemorrhaging and high blood pressure can help reduce that.
For someone coming in with an elevated blood pressure, they should have that second blood pressure taken within 15 minutes of the first blood pressure. If two blood pressures greater than 15 minutes apart are elevated, that patient has severe hypertension.
And also this, a third drug maker now lowering the cost of insulin.
The French firm Sanofi said it would slash its most prescribed insulin by almost 80%, mimicking similar reduction by Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk earlier this month. President Biden lowered the cost of insulin to older and some disabled Americans receiving federal health care through the Inflation Reduction Act last year.
The BBC's Neil Nunes. And the New York Times tonight reports new data on the origins of COVID, linking it to raccoon dogs at a market in Wuhan, China. Asian and Pacific markets are up slightly. Major U.S. market futures now are mixed. Dow futures down 4 points. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Cardinal put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going,
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah, at aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Catch. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. There you are, Dominic, in the broadcast bunker hidden somewhere where right. You belong.
That's right. It's been 10 days since I've been in the bunker. Good to see you, Crudy. Evan, working the board. Thank you for your hard work, our fair audience. Welcome. Happy Friday Eve to us all.
Tomorrow is St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, man.
Big day in the Salvia household.
Yes, Izzy turns 18, if you can believe that, man.
She will be voter eligible
yes.
On April 4th. That's good to know, Dom.
I cannot wait.
A young woman, how do you think Izzy's going to vote in the spring
I'd have to wager that given the circumstances and the candidates and what's at stake here in Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, that Izzy would most likely, although I don't know, I'm betting she'll vote for Jenna Protasiewicz.
She will vote, though, right? You'll make sure she gets to
vote. Yeah, she's on.
Between her and Steph and Grandma, everybody's going to make sure that young lady votes, won't they?
No doubt. Yep.
I hope our female listeners, I hope all our listeners, are motivated to go vote on April 4th. I think a change is coming, Dom.
Mm.
Anyways, at least I'm willing to put it out there. What do they call that? Tony Robbins believes in that. You put it out there for the universe.
Put it out to the universe, right?
We're putting it out there. A change is coming, folks. Someone recently said some of the best talk radio shows start with a question. So I thought today, now maybe we could start with a question. And this question's on behalf of Glenn Grothman, representative from the great state of Wisconsin. Now, when Glenn was a state senator, he used to come on this big show. And we've got a few things back in the vault. In fact, Glenn Grothman even has a theme song. We'll play it for you a little later.
I don't know why he got that theme song, but he has a theme song.
Glenn Grothman, the good, the bad, the ugly. Come on, man.
Okay, he's all, perfect sense.
Well, he's not the good so much, but the bad and the ugly all wrapped up into one U.S. representative from the 6th CD in the great state of Wisconsin. And this man was apparently, Dom, the Trumpiest Trumpster of them all.
Of them all. Of the megas, man, Glenn Grothman scored. It was like a Washington Post, somebody did a tracking of it and made up the criteria. And guess what? Glenn at the top. He loves himself some mega.
I have not seen any direct correlation or connection between Glenn Grothman and January 6th. Have you? I mean, a few may have leapfrogged him with the whole January 6th conspiracy.
No, I mean, honestly, no, I have not heard his name specifically brought up like in this, like these other Republicans. Not specifically. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I'm not aware.
Here I go. I've already got us off track. I want to ask a question on
what
behalf
is the
of
question, Crudy? Get it out, man.
State Rep, more accurately, U.S. Rep, Glenn Grothman. That's how the former president called him. Trump called him Grothman. I'm going to call him Grothman. Glenn Grothman. I'm going to ask a question on his behalf. Should poor people get to eat food? Because it seems to Glenn that poor people are eating too much food and not laboring enough for the crumbs that they might be offered by, you know, the state down. And, you know, there is specific reporting. I don't make this up. This is really the man's sentiment. Should poor people be able to eat food?
Glenn thinks, I mean, here's another not. Question. Here's another question.
Sure.
What are the
me.
Priorities of the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin and nationally? What are their priorities? Well, here's one of them.
Here's one. Wisconsin's Glenn Grothman has joined one of the first efforts from House Republicans this year to scale back federal food assistance spending, signing on to a measure that would expand work requirements for low-income Americans to qualify for nutritional benefits. Glenn's against nutrition, as you may know, Dom, from our history with the man. Here's what he said on Twitter. The government should not reward individuals who are not even looking for employment. We should encourage people to be working, not staying home. Yeah. Or apparently eating, Dom.
No eating for you.
The America Works Act, led by South Dakota Republican U.S. Rep. Dusty Johnson, would expand the age bracket of able-bodied adults without dependents required to work a minimum number of hours a week to qualify for continuous SNAP benefits. It would specifically require those between the ages of 18 and 65 to work or participate in work-related education or training for at least 20 hours a week in order to qualify for a program formerly known as food stamps. Under current law, that work requirement applies to able-bodied people between 18 and 49. The legislation would also limit the federal government's ability to waive work requirements for states that Republicans say are abusing loopholes in the program. Trying to feed the poor people, Dom. How dare they?
Abusing the loopholes or taking advantage of the law as it is written. Because, you know, when you tell a Republican that the conservatives are abusing the tax code, they're just saying, hey, no, it's written that way. We're just applying the law as we can.
Well, a little farther in this piece at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Glenn Grothman told the Journal Sentinel there are jobs everywhere now and that using the pandemic as an excuse for struggling to find work doesn't fly anymore. He echoed comments from Republicans like Johnson, I suspect they mean Ron Johnson, who indicated such work requirements are effective in getting people to work. If you want to work your way out of poverty, you've got to begin to work somewhere. And I think there are some people we can get in a rut and take advantage of the system and not work. We have the highest labor participation rate, perhaps, in our state's history.
Right.
We have the historically lowest unemployment rate since 1969
almost
in my lifetime.
Yes.
I'll only speak for my lifetime. And Glenn Grothman's worried about lazy people staying home and not working, Tom?
Crudy, Democrats are expected to push back on the GOP's attempts to institute additional work requirements and have pointed out that the majority of people currently receiving SNAP benefits and participating in Medicaid are employed full-time. Milwaukee Democrat U.S. Rep. Gwen Moore, my congresswoman, last week co-sponsored legislation that would eliminate the three-month limit on SNAP benefits for those who do not meet the requirements. In Wisconsin, more than 700,000 people are connected to the state's food share program, the name the state gives to SNAP. Now, here's what Rep. Moore had to say. My GOP colleagues are not interested in these facts and have yet again been trying to reimpose harsh and unnecessary work requirements because they would rather disparage citizens who need food assistance, which includes millions of children. Taking away food assistance from people who don't meet a work requirement does little to improve long-term employment outcomes, according to the experts, especially for those with large barriers to employment that this proposal does nothing to address. Grothman Wednesday said he anticipates the Johnson bill will reignite a larger discussion around federal food assistance, suggesting that more and more people have been taking advantage of SNAP over the years. He added he'd like to see SNAP operate more like the WIC program for women, infants, and children, which puts an emphasis in part on the nutritional value of food. The future of the bill introduced this week is uncertain. Democrat-controlled Senate is unlikely to take up the bill if it passes the House, and Republicans may opt to tuck it into a larger farm bill, which Congress will debate later this year.
Dom, I got something wrong. I implied the later reference to Johnson. I said perhaps U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. They were actually referencing the America Works Act. You know, Glenn Grothman's buddy on the House side, U.S. Rep. Dusty Johnson. So
thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, I
didn't want to
get
expanding the work requirements, what, 18? Right now it's 18 to 49, and these geniuses are going to make it go, what, 18 to 65. And to what end? To what purpose? To what savings? At what cost?
You know, wasn't it Reagan with the welfare queens? Isn't this what it all... nothing is new, Dom. It's just recycled.
You're right. It's the same thing.
And, you know, sadly, upon the death of my mother in the early 1980s, while Reagan was our president, found myself awarded the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, eat by any means necessary. And I have always and forevermore resented and hated. I don't like coupons, man. I don't like coupons.
The feeling of having to have to pull those out and use those.
It is the feeling that you don't have enough money to pay for it. I don't think anybody wants to, quote unquote, be on the food stamps. And I think that Glenn Grothman, if he had any human compassion, if he were any sort of a real Christian, I know you're not, but if Glenn was, he would lead with his Christ-like compassion, but he never does. They want to demonize other human beings. For what? The crime of being hungry? Is that your crime? Because, you know, I could certainly understand. If you're talking about some sort of massive financial benefit to some person, and that's somehow breaking the bank of the U.S. government or the state government or whoever Glenn's nickels and dimes he's trying to save. But if the underlying thought is, let's feed people. I mean, really, here in the state of Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers wants to extend free lunches effectively to all kids, right?
Right.
Like they did during the pandemic. So every kid had the opportunity to eat. So if maybe your family was a little too embarrassed, a little too proud to admit we can't make it financially each and every month. Some months we could use food stamps. We could use some sort of supplemental aid. But we're too proud. We'll just be hungry. Well, you know, that's a big choice for a kid to make.
The kid's not making the choice.
No, doesn't want to. Who wants to be hungry, man? You know, we looked up, what was Ron... Paul Ryan.
Paul Ryan, yes. The quote from CPAC.
Yeah, the quote about the kid, you know, I don't want the free lunch, I want the bag lunch. And of course he's quoting some Walker administrator falsely. But what he said is effectively, you know, I may have a full belly, but I lose my soul.
Full belly but an empty soul. I'd rather have the full belly, thank you very much.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread? $3! No soup for you!
Now I feel bad that I have to go, but I'm supposed to be in Fond du Lac.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast overnight with rain mixed with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 25. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for snow, high of 31. Lows dip down to about 13. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Can't tell you why, but we've got that song labeled from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for Glenn Grothman. I would say just The Bad and the Ugly, Doug.
I was going to say, I'd give you 2 out of 3.
And that suit, often ill-fitting. I've met the man many times in person. Not a great suit. 844-967-2789. Let's get to him. Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's been a long time. My schedule hasn't meshed with the Devil's Advocates for a while, but I just wanted to give a call with all the craziness going on here and there. I started phone banking for SEIU, AFL-CIO, and a couple other folks. It really makes a difference. I talked to a guy yesterday in his 20s who was saying, oh, yeah, is that election? Is that something we do in the office? And I said, no, that's state Supreme Court. And I explained it to him, and he actually just said, oh, man, thank you. I had no idea.
Wow.
And
wow.
I talked to a couple seniors who said, you know, my we asked for absentee, and my wife got one, but I didn't. And I said, well, do you have access to a computer? Well, no. I said, do your kids? Oh, yeah, they're the ones who get me the ballots. I said, well, call them and say, I didn't get my ballot. Oh, that's a good idea. And that was just from hanging out on the phone for a couple hours. I think it really makes a difference. So, you know, I encourage people to just, you know, do it. It's just an hour or two here and there. That's all.
Well, Tom, and it's a spring election. It's not exactly like the Democrats have a history of turning ours out for the spring elections. We have not had the talk radio infrastructure, if nothing else. We've been overwhelmed historically, Tom. And righties get theirs out in the low turnout elections in every election. Well, Tom, I think if the Democratic electorate, if people realize the gravity of what's on the ballot here in this election on April 4th, everyone should vote correctly for Janet Protasiewicz.
Hey, Tom, thank you for the efforts, man. Let me ask you, of the people that you actually did have conversations with, what was your sense of their knowledge of the upcoming election and the issues that are going on?
I think it's all over the board, pretty much like any election, where there are people who think they don't want to discuss politics over the phone, so they're probably not progressives. And then there are people who had no idea what was going on. And there were several people, because I was calling a union call list. So there were probably about 60% of the people who picked up and didn't go to phone voicemail. About 60-70% of the people who picked up and said, oh, yes, I am definitely voting Democratic. And even if they couldn't say Protasiewicz, they were definitely voting for the Democrats. And that's really, you know, really, really easy. I've just been saying Justice Janet for short.
get them used to it. Thanks,
good work, Tom. Appreciate you doing your civic duty out there. And you're always doing your duty when you call the Devil's Advocates. 844 967-2789. Next up, our pal Pizza Box Mike, the host of Outside the Pizza Box Friday nights right here on the Civic Media Network. What do you got for us?
Hey, Michael.
Well, I'm curious as to what are the work requirements for a U.S. congressman?
And how not much get elected.
Well, 184 grand a year, about 15 grand a month. Not bad work if you can get it.
And that's what we know about, not to mention the pension and the gold package and everything else, right?
You know, I don't know if Glenn's got the good sense to do insider trading or stuff like that. Glenn strikes me as sort of a meat and Ma's potatoes kind of guy.
Where's the meatloaf?
Yeah, he's just a sellout to the people. He doesn't have enough sense to make millions of dollars like the other congressmen, right? Okay, you know, I was listening to Senator Bill Cassidy bank-splaining things to us and talking about how, well, it's not the regulations, it's the regulators. And I thought, well, wait a minute. Aren't you guys like the regulators that have been deregulating since Ronald Reagan's days? I mean, they don't even challenge them anymore on corporate Nazi news, CNN in the morning.
Michael, how nervous are you? I mean, buddy, I don't know. You got more than $250,000 than any singular bank. Are you worried about a Wall Street implosion, or just the fact that we, the taxpayers, will have to pay the tab?
I'm waiting for the big collapse when poor people get to pick up all the crumbs in their bigger chunks this time.
Well, buddy, I hope you're right, but they never seem to be bigger chunks. You know, the chunks don't trickle down. It's still the crumbs.
Hey, thanks for the call, Pizza Box. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Phil from Minneapolis, you are next. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
Hey, Phil.
Hi. Oh, it's interesting to hear that you guys have a clone or maybe a brother from another mother, a representative. Yours is a U.S. congressman. Ours is a state rep. His last name is Drazkowski. He questioned why should the state of Minnesota increase the educational spending so that all children in K through 12 can have breakfast and lunch for free at school. What? It doesn't occur to these idiots that if kids get good nutrition, they'll learn better. They'll be better citizens later in life if they learn better and learn more. I guess it's too complicated for their little tiny clockwork brains to figure out. You know, the reverse of the problem with computers, you know, the problem with computers is garbage in, garbage out. It's all what you put into it.
Right.
It's the same thing with humans. You don't prepare them well, they're not going to be as well off at later. And the state of Minnesota has a big enough surplus, we can afford to provide food to children who need food.
Phil, every state has a large enough surplus. Certainly the state of Wisconsin does. We're sitting on a $7 billion surplus. The federal government, where Glenn Grothman apparently, air quotes, serves, well, he's trying to cut back the federal programs. But here in the state of Wisconsin, the governor, the Democratic governor, would like to use some of the massive surplus to fund these kind of, you know, food for all programs. Too socialist, huh?
For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. For I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I swear, doesn't some god talk about that somewhere that people claim to worship? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Some of the largest banks in the nation are pooling resources to keep a third bank from failing, First Republic. This as the Federal Reserve says it's lent cash-short banks some $300 billion the past week. Peter Tuckman is senior trader at Trademass Securities and believes the government will have to intervene even further to make sure banks stay solvent.
I think we're going to have to examine the regulations, what's going on under the hood of all these banks to see, because I figure if they did some investment strategies that were questionable, questionable within a higher interest rate landscape. Perhaps some of the other banks are doing that too.
The Pentagon's released some of the video of that drone that went down near the Ukraine war region after being bumped by a Russian jet.
At the same time, the U.S. is condemning Russia for its reckless behavior. It is also assessing the value of future drone operations over the Black Sea, particularly in the area closest to Ukraine, which Russia has declared a restricted zone.
Correspondent David Martin, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jane? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Well, I'm packing up my game. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve up in here. Dom's favorite day of the year could be any Friday. We'll take your calls, 844-967-2789.
I try to have fun on every day. I mean, you can't save it for just Friday, man. You gotta enjoy every day. Like Sunday fun day, man. I used to just kind of dismiss Sundays as, oh, it's Monday Eve. No. Fun day every day.
You live the life of Riley, though. Dad, we're talking about the Republican priorities.
Yes. What other Republican priorities?
What other Republican priorities? Well, for Glenn Grothman, congressman from Wisconsin, it's not giving poor people food, you know, not unless they work a little harder for it, Don, but there's got to be other priorities these Republicans have. Harshing the poor people can't be all they're good for.
No,
put it down.
Of course not. Of course not. And of course, that's on a, with Glenn Grothman, that's a federal level. Here on the state level, there's many, many important issues being addressed by the Wisconsin Republicans. As Molly Beck reports in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin would become the 10th state in the U.S. to designate an official state firearm under a new Republican bill. Joining flowers, cheese, and birds as having an official state symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
We need us a Wisco gun, Dom.
Yeah, a Wisconsin-manufactured Henry All-Weather 4570 would be designated the state's official rifle. Henry Repeating Arms, the maker of the gun, has its headquarters in Wisconsin in Rice Lake. The bill's author, State Reps Dave Armstrong, Trig Pronshinsky, and Dave Edming, and Senator Romaine Quinn said the move to honor the popular pastime of hunting in Wisconsin manufacturing. Hunting is one of Wisconsin's most revered pastimes. It is also an important economic engine, particularly in our rural areas, the lawmakers wrote in a memo to colleagues seeking co-sponsorship. They typed it up. Spread of the row, looking for co-sponsorships. Very, very important goings on here at the Wisconsin State Capitol.
You know, Dom.
Yes.
This particular Wisconsin manufacturer, perhaps to be honored with, you know, designation as the official Wisco gun.
Pew-pew.
I take less, you know, I'm okay with that, I guess. But Republicans also, let's not forget, their other priority yesterday was to effectively overturn the abortion ban, but only for rape and incest victims. For no one else.
Well, and Clarissa, that very terrible proposal to do this effort by the Assembly Republicans, not going to pass the Senate. Not that the Republicans, they said no, of course not. Of course, the Dems are all against it. Evers not going to sign it. So what's the point? And listen, I get it. We like manufactured people manufacture guns. That's the thing. Apparently, this is a fine rifle. I've not shot one. It's a repeater. It's not like an AR-15 with, you know, 30-shot mags or whatever the case may be. But really, this is the priority, Republicans? This is why you gerrymandered us to hell in Wisconsin so you can put forth these kinds of proposals? Kildaroy is a Democrat state Senator, Democrat from Madison, says she'd rather have an official policy to address gun violence. Ooh, we're going to talk about guns. Let's talk about gun violence. Nope, they don't do that. This is a state gun. Here's what Kildaroy said. It shows the deeply unserious approach of Republicans to the issues of gun safety. There are a lot of bipartisan things that can and should be done with Republicans and Democrats working together to reduce gun deaths and accidental, unintentional gun violence. Yet the Republicans here in Wisconsin are unwilling to do any of those things. Other state symbols include the badger, wood violet, robin, and cranberry as the state's official animal, flower, bird, and fruit. We have apparently 26 symbols in all, perhaps soon, Crudy, to have 27.
What did Obama say once upon a time? God, guns. And in this case, hating the gays? It's like it always was that way, Dom.
They need a new playbook.
844-967-2789. Tom from L.A., how's it going on the leftist coast, fella?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I'm doing okay. First off, everyone, don't hate the gays. We're pretty cool.
Right on.
We have a lot of fun anyway when we party and you party with us.
Yeah.
Second is we the people are the government, ultimately, and we must never forget that. I also wanted to comment about Paul Ryan, who lived off the government teat for how long, and on top of that, actually used his father's Social Security when his father died at an early age to benefit himself and go to school and, you know, all of those types of programs. I would recommend everyone out there watch a movie called Where to Invade Next. It's a Michael Moore film. But it actually shows what other countries do and how they care about their children, which is one of the biggest lies in this country, that we actually care about our children. You may care about your very individual child, but we do not care about children.
We care about children. They're future gun consumers, Tom.
Yeah, exactly. We look at them as commodities. That's what we look at them as. And that's it. And that's the numbers that, you know, that we look at them as. And I just wish that people would start, you know, seeing exactly what the Republican Party is all about. And, you know, they're fascists is what they are. And we need to start calling them fascists because that is what they are.
Hey, Tom, hate to brag to you on the radio of all people, but did you see Kelsey did the Academy Award nominee's hair at the Oscars the other night?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Pretty proud.
Your daughter, she's a star, man.
She is. She got all her fashion sense for me, Tom.
Yeah, yeah, working on your hair.
You know what my advice was? Kelsey, go to college. You can't go to Hollywood and be a fashion star in the fashion industry. And once again, I was absolutely wrong, Tom.
See? Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's that job I was trying to get her in the first place. And here she had it already.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I know you've been looking out for my daughter. I appreciate it, man. Keep those boys away from her. 844-967-2789. Whether, you know, there's some extended Crudy nepotism or not, your calls are welcome here. You know, I'm not even related to Tom, but I feel like we're family.
Crudy, I got to throw this one out there, too. You know, we're talking about, you know, cowboys and guns. Well, who comes to mind when you talk about cowboys, guns, in the state of Wisconsin?
Sheriff David A. Clark Jr.
Yeah, baby, my name is Sheriff David A. Clark. And here's what Sheriff David A. Clark is being written about in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. From yesterday, former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. is weighing a potential 2024 Senate run against Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Oh, please do. Please, please. I don't ask for much in this world, Dom. But please, Sheriff Clark. Run for U.S. Senate. I would like to see a Leah Vukmir like ass kicking going on. But please continue, Dom.
Lawrence Andrea reporting Milwaukee Journal Sentinel after Clark launched a new politically focused podcast this week. Ooh, he's doing a podcast, man. He's like,
everybody's a podcaster.
A representative for the controversial former sheriff said Clark, quote, would never take anything off the table as it relates to his future. As time goes on, he may make a determination of what to do with the branding he has built up over the years, but not now, Judy Wilkinson, a Clark's spokeswoman, said in a statement.
Wait. I thought he was going to go.
The Daily Beast.
Is he not going to go work in the Trump administration, Dom?
That was the plan, right?
He quit his job. He quit an elected position as Milwaukee County Sheriff, right? Very proud of that job. Got him on Fox News quite a bit. He's now been blackballed from Fox News, and he wasn't admitted to the Trump administration. What line do you cross that you're not qualified to serve in the Trump administration when you've appeared many times on Fox News? I mean, there's something in the closet there.
That's a great question. The spokeswoman goes on to say, quote, he has said to me on more than one occasion that in politics, timing is everything, and he will continue to take life one day at a time. Republicans have yet to announce an official challenge to Baldwin, but potential challengers include Madison businessman Eric Hovde, U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher, former U.S. Rep. and current Fox News personality Sean Duffy. Wilkinson, in her statement, said Clark's, and get this, listen to this, Clark's objective right now is to become a thought leader in the conservative movement. A thought leader? The pitchforks and torches time in America guy? He's going to be your thought leader?
I think he would be a new generation of insurrectionist, Dom.
What? Wow.
I think he is their guy.
A thought leader.
Oh, there are a couple of other considering jumping into the race against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And please do have a big old primary. Can't wait for it. Franklin businessman Scott Mayer weighs GOP U.S. Senate run against Tammy Baldwin, according to Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea. They still don't have any declared candidates, but the 2024 Republican race for the U.S. Senate is getting a lot more interesting this week. Republican businessman Scott Mayer, a longtime Republican contributor, he's the best kind of guy, right? Big checkbook, is publicly weighing whether to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And a source close to Rebecca Clayfish. Now, I got sources close to Rebecca Clayfish, and I had not heard any of this. But a source close to Rebecca Clayfish said Wisconsin's former lieutenant governor is leaving the door open to a potential run. Now, Clayfish lost in a bitterly contested Republican primary for governor last year. Well, that would be sensible, Dom. I mean, she's also, what, heading up a super PAC?
Yep.
Candidate in waiting.
Campaign in waiting, yep. Keep the machine rolling.
Well, she can't wait 4 years for...
Keep the car running, baby.
You know, she can't run to wait 4 more years to run for governor again, could she? I mean, that's a long time to wait.
That's a
long
time to wait.
So she's running for something in 24. So this would be a logical jumping-off spot for Rebecca. I don't know, Dom. I like Tammy's chances at this point.
Dude, hey, Evan, would you please dig up that Pitchfork and Torches time in America? I mean,
it is Pitchfork and Torches time in America.
There's a mega thought leader for you, folks.
He sounds very senatorial there.
I mean, these days, absolutely.
You can. Would he run? Honest question, Dom. Would he run as a Democrat or a Republican?
He would.
Because
he
if you're
a Democrat, right? In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee County, which is overwhelmingly Democrat, he ran as the black, anti-black Democrat, sort of. It was a strange sort of... He's a strange dude.
Yes,
met him a handful of times, been on the show like 3 times. Can't believe he came back.
I know, dude.
844-967-2789. Mary from Madison. Welcome, Mary. What do you got for us?
Hi, Mary.
Well, I think it would be interesting if Clark runs for senator and Tammy Baldwin can show all those pictures of Clark over there in Russia with the spy Maria Butina, who actually went to jail here, and now she's in the Duma over there. There were all those pictures of Clark in Russia with this Maria Butina spies and affiliated with some group called, like, Russians to Bear Arms.
Yeah, Right to Bear Arms.
That was Butina's group.
Yeah.
And Alexander Torshin is the other guy. And let's not forget,
I mean,
Butina was, what, Scott Walker's girlfriend, too.
Well, actually, Butina was, the girlfriend, also the girlfriend of Patrick. I don't remember his last name, but he was the CEO of Overstock. And he's
Peter Thiel.
No, it wasn't Peter Thiel. It's Peter, and he's a huge insurrectionist. So,
well,
I mean, sure, if Clark wants to be the thought leader, he can be the
Patrick
traitor.
Patrick Byrne, I believe it was. Patrick Byrne.
Mary, thanks for the phone call. Be like Mary. Call us. More Devils. We'll be right back.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 25 overnight under overcast skies with a chance of snow. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 31. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 13. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the Lions at 844-967-2789. Chris.
It's all about the Lions.
It's the Lions. Hey, Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, today? Chris.
Hi. Well, I got cut off yesterday, so I thought maybe I'd call today and see if I could talk a little bit about our festival this weekend.
Yeah, just don't say we cut you off. You had a bad phone line, girl. It wasn't our fault.
Oh, no, I didn't say you cut me off. I said I lost the connection. I think I was out somewhere. I wasn't at home. I usually.
Well, I'm glad we've corrected the record. But go ahead, Chris. Tell them all about the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival or Network Festival this Saturday at Wisconsin Heights High School.
Yeah, our festival's at Wisconsin Heights High School, and we open for registration at 8 o'clock. The festival starts at 9, and we have Mike McCabe as our MC, Michael Crute as one of our keynote speakers, and Alan.
Hey, Mitzke. What time? Pat. Sorry to interrupt, Chris. What time's that Crute guy speak?
Yes. Somewhere around 9. I'm not sure where you are in the lineup. I'd have to look, but yeah, after 9. You would be, that's when all of our speakers are speaking.
You know how they do opening bands for the headliner? Let's just say I'm the first speaker, Chris.
Oh, there you go. So Mike knows more than I do about that. I'm sorry. I've been doing all that web stuff. So anyway, we have Al Minsky then. I guess he's up next, I think. And then Pat Scogan. And after the whole festival in the afternoon, we close out with John Nichols and the Raging Grannies, which should be fun. In the morning, we also have Tom Castle, who will open up with singing for us. He's a wonderful singer,
one of our
Solidarity singers for years. We have the Earl Ingram Show and the Morning Cannoli Show. That's a new one this year. Earl's been at our festival for several years now, and we just love having him there. He's been a great addition, and he does a live broadcast from our festival.
Has Dom ever been? No, Dom's even been to the festival once. So, Chris,
Dom went to the festival once, but he hasn't been back. I don't know why. I wish he would come.
Because he's always partying. It's always around his daughter's birthday. Chris, we're going to broadcast live here on Civic Media Morning Cannolis, which plays across the network. Jim Santel's show will play across the network live from the Wisconsin Grassroots Network. I know for sure's Earl is playing 11 to noon, at least here on WMDX in Madison, 92.7 and 1580 AM. I'm not clear if the engineering boys have cleared us to go across the state because we do play out Joel Clayfish on Saturdays. But anyways, Chris, we'll be going live from 9 until noon, and I look forward to seeing you then. And here's the best part. What's the admission cost, Chris? How much do the tickets cost?
We have a suggested donation of $25. And can I just mention that people, if they go out to wigrassroots.network.org, they can look on our website and they can see all of the breakout sessions. We have some really great presenters this year. And I really suggest that people go out and look at who's presenting. We have some really awesome presentations about economic systems, about clean drinking water, worker cooperatives, fair maps, 21st century economic bill of rights, messaging in rural communities. I mean, we just cover the gamut of it. There's something there for everybody. And I really hope people go out and look at our website and see what the presenters are bringing, because I think that we have a really progressive slate of presentations that people would be interested in seeing.
Well, Chris, I look forward to seeing you. I will be there sometime shortly before 9. No, I gotta, you know, I'm probably the setup guy. I gotta set up for the Jim Santel show, the morning cannolis.
Right, he has not done the remotes before.
I know all the hotspot special locations in that high school. We've broadcast from Wisconsin Heights at least 4 or 5 times. Always appreciate partnering with the Wisconsin Grassroots Network. Again, look them up, Google them. It's worth the Google. And don't forget to attend. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you can't be there in person, tune in on the civic media stations. Check your local listings. 844-967-2789. Oh, one other show note for those of us listening here in the great state of Wisconsin. Dom, did you know there's a Wisconsin Supreme Court debate? Tuesday is debate day.
Oh, that's coming Tuesday. Okay.
In the great state of Wisconsin. And we will bring it to you right here on the Civic Media Network.
Excellent.
We got permission today. Broadcast partners, WISC Channel 3, will broadcast it on their TV station at 4 p.m. And we will broadcast it here in deference to the devil's advocates. We don't want to be interrupted, Dom. So we're going to play it at 6 p.m. immediately following the Devil's Advocates radio show, commentary from news director Terry Bell. He'll tell you all you need to know, but that will play out here on Civic Media. Non-live, obviously, but at 6 p.m. If you want to hear the candidates debate, the only candidate debate, my understanding, tune in right here on Civic Media. Well done, Terry Bell, our news director. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. How you been, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, so under the weather here. That it's just been a long, long haul. That won't be able to make the event this weekend.
Oh, too bad, but Mark. I mean, I've seen you there a few years, and your presence will be missed.
It kind of breaks my heart, but I mean that. I just requested my absentee ballot today, and as a big-time hunter, I mean, I love, you know, I kind of live for the hunting seasons in the fall. I mean, last fall I was out pounding the trails out and getting pheasants. Last fall, didn't get a deer this year, but. It was nice to get out in the deer woods once again after missing a couple of years, then 19 and 20. But it, this whole thing with an official firearm, and I have no objection to that firearm company. I got a second or third cousin that works there, you know, producing a fine firearm. But I mean, there's far more important things in the state to worry about, like getting our children fed and, you know, having safe drinking water. That should be being addressed here, as well as restoring women's reproductive freedom in the state. Then. You know, mucking around with an official firearm, for goodness sake, it is just asinine. And
what else is U.S. Senate candidate Sheriff David A. Clark going to be packing on the campaign trail if not an official Wisco fire? Well, I guess it's firearm? Is it a firearm?
A rifle.
If it's a rifle?
Yeah, specifically.
It's a rifle, yeah. But, I mean, it's just nuts. It's just bat crap crazy. And the other thing I'm going to say is the bugaboo that's been bothering me now for quite a while is our prosecutors need to get off their asses and start prosecuting the insurrectionists. You know, that anyone who is tangentially connected to that insurrection needs to have their ass in jail, period.
Yeah, but then we'd be down a U.S. senator. We'd be down a Wisconsin elections commissioner. We'd be down the former head of the Republican Party and like 9 other party members. And theoretically, we might even be down like 15 Republican, 14 assembly reps and Andre Jacques,
Wisconsin, U.S., Wisconsin senator.
They were all supportive of trying to overturn the will of the people here in the state of Wisconsin. In hell, although I don't think it's criminal to vote against reality, you got 3 Supreme Court members that were just as willing to throw out 171,000 absentee ballots would have overturned the outcome in the state of Wisconsin. So that's what we're working with here in the great state of Wisconsin. It's a happier happy hour when you stick around for hour 2. Come back, more Devils.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.